for a special broadcast from BBC correspondent Howard Marshall. We take you now to London.
The war correspondent Howard Marshall saw the Allied forces landing on the French beaches, and he has returned now to tell you his experiences. Howard Marshall.
I've just come back from the beaches, and as I've been in the sea twice, I'm sitting in my soaked-through clothes with no notes at all. All my notes are sudden and at the bottom of the sea. So, as it's just for a matter of minutes since I stepped off a craft, I'm trying to tell you very briefly the story of what our boys had to do on the beaches today as I saw it myself. I was in a barge which was due to pick up the brigadier of an assault group, and we were going in with the first assault wave. So we circled round with the various types of vessels opening fire on the beach, which we could see quite plainly in the dim morning light, opening fire on the beach in their own manners and at the appointed time. First of all, the cruisers started with a rather loudly bang. And soon the air grew heavy with the smell of cordite and loud with the sound of explosions. And looking along the beach, we could see the explosions of our artillery creating a great cloud and fog of smoke. Well, we, in my particular craft, picked up our brigadier, not easily, because, as I say, the sea was very rough, and we headed straight for our appointed portion of the beach. We could see, as we went in, that that particular portion of the beach wasn't altogether healthy, and as we drove towards it, with our planes overhead giving us the sort of cover we'd been hoping for and which we'd been expecting, as we drove in, we could see shell bursts in the water along the beach and just behind the beach. And we could see craft in a certain amount of difficulty because the wind was driving the sea in with long rollers. And the enemy had prepared anti-invasion, anti-barge obstacles sticking out from the water. Handable prongs, many of them tipped with mines. So that as your landing barge swung and swayed in the rollers, and they're not particularly manageable craft, it would come into contact with one of these mines and be sunk. And that was the prospect which faced us on this very lowering and difficult morning as we drove into the beach. I tell you this, as I say, because it was the experience of so many other men at just this same time. We drove into the beach, swinging rather broadside on in the wind and the waves, seeing the jets of smoke from bursting shells near us in the water and slightly further away on the beach itself. And suddenly, as we tried to get between two of these tripod defense systems of the Germans, our craft swung, we touched a mine, there was a very loud explosion, a sudden shudder, no craft, and water began pouring in. Well, we were somewhere out from the beach at that point. The ramp was lowered at once, and out of the barge drove the Bren gun carrier into about 5 feet of water, with the barge settling heavily.
As usual, by mishap, we unfortunately detained.
You've been listening to BBC correspondent Howard Marshall speaking to you from London.